All right, so today is the first day of Navadvip Dham Parikrama. And actually here this morning, then we pretty much went place by place on the Parikrama on our journey. And we are actually awaiting news from India of how things have gone today. We've seen various pictures, all these things. And so we know that the devotees have been out in force in Navadvip Dham. So we are joining them all over the world, not only here in Chiang Mai, but we know in Malaysia, in London, in so many places, the devotees are joining the Parikrama. We in Malaysia and here, then we are quite close to India. So we are feeling pretty much time by time. Here it is 7:40 in the evening, which means there it is 6:20. 6:20 in the evening. So almost our programs running in parallel. So we've been remembering today and still remembering the many, many years where we've had that opportunity to participate in the Parikrama program there, and how Srila Gurudev would be so welcoming to all of the guests who come, all the devotees who come, and tirelessly, mainly tirelessly, sometimes getting a little exhausted, but tirelessly welcoming the devotees as they come from all over the world for the Parikrama. And then the Adivas evening, which would be yesterday evening, Gurudev himself would come to the Natamandir and give some introduction, some auspicious beginning to the program. And each day, and especially today, the first day, Gurudev would come down to the aarti of Guru Maharaj, the aarti of the deities, and he would stand there at the front during the aarti, and then after those two aartis, at the beginning of Gurudev Kripa Binduriya Korove Dasi, in front of Guru Maharaj Samadhi, the beginning of the Parikrama, then Gurudev would come, and there he would personally hand out garlands, garland, not only hand out garlands, but garland the senior devotees, Ashram Maharaj, Janard Maharaj, Avadhut Maharaj, etc. The leading devotees, senior devotees, Gurudev himself would garland them and then give the many garlands to his associates to distribute to as many people as possible. And maybe 100, 200 garlands. I don't know how many garlands they give out on that morning, but many, many garlands for the devotees. And then the Parikrama, it starts from in front of Guru Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir in those days, and then continues all around Navadvip Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, not just the Samadhi Mandir, or now the Samadhi Mandirs and the temple, but the Samadhi Mandir, Gurudev's house, means his bhajan kutir, and then automatically the temple is included, because continuing around Guru Maharaj's bhajan kutir and not going out by the gates of the centenary building, but by the main gate of the temple, which is directly in front of the deities. And first the devotees pay obeisances to Guru Maharaj, from the ground up to Guru Maharaj Shira Maharaj's bhajan kutir upstairs. And this is the general beginning of the Parikrama. And then instead of doing four times Parikrama of the temple, then they're doing once around the whole of the temple, means the main buildings of the temple, of the Samadhi Mandir, the Gurudev's bhajan kutir, Guru Maharaj bhajan kutir, the temple part, and then at the front gate, then they go out, and then they go down to Mayapur via the river Ganges. So first they go down to the Ghat, means walking all the way to the town with Harinam Sankirtan, crossing the river by boat, and then giving obeisances to Shiva, who is guarding Mayapur there just soon after coming off the boat, and then going place by place along the route. And along the route means along the route to Mahaprabhu's appearance place, which is called Yoga Pit. Today it is the journey that goes to Mayapur. So the yoga pit, of course, Mahaprabhu's actual appearance place, his appearance place, that is, of course, a big important place on the pilgrimage today. But also Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's main temple, headquarters temple of Sri Chaitanya Math. That was his headquarters for the whole world, for the whole of the 64 temples that he established. And there is also Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Samadhi, his deities which are there, etc. And also visiting Shiva Sangam, the place of Shiva's Thakur's hosting Mahaprabhu in the evenings for the grand Sankirtan each evening. And also, of course, the many, many temples which are now dotted all along that road of the various disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and now also grand disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and possibly even grand disciples. I'm not sure how many newer temples are there these days. And headed by the world headquarters of ISKCON, of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's mission, the world headquarters there in Mayapur, the Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir. And that is growing bigger and bigger each year. And there is Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's Pushpa Samadhi. So visiting these places, hearing something of the glories of Guru Maharaj, his godbrothers, their qualities, their preaching activities, the great generals of Mahaprabhu's mission. And all of this is going by foot, stopping, going into one place, having some harikatha, doing some parikrama, everywhere giving a little donation. This we are taught from the very beginning of our time in Navadvip and going to the temples. Wherever we go, we will give something. We will always give more than is coming to us. So the devotees, sometimes they heard that this is the principle, and some of the brahmacharis, they don't have one rupee. In our day, it was like that. The devotees would give everything to the temple. So some brahmacharis literally didn't have anything. But I remember one devotee in particular, and everywhere he would go, he had nothing, but everywhere he went, he would sweep the floor, or he would do something with his energy to contribute to the places that we're going to. So if you see, mostly people take out a few rupees and put 5 rupees, 10 rupees in the box, which is not, it's not very much. 5 rupees, 10 rupees, what, 20 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents, or something like that in, I can say real money, not real money. They're putting a little money into the donation box, but the idea being that we're rendering some service to the places we're going, and at the same time hearing the glories of the deities, the places, and of those who have established the temples, those godbrothers of Guru Maharaj mainly, who have established the temples along that path of Mayapur. When we arrive in Mayapur on the boat, it's basically one road all the way down, but temples left, right everywhere. And today is Ekadashi. Usually it is Ekadashi. And very often we have noticed that this day is the day that Krishna turns up the thermostat. And so it is the very first hot day in Navadvip. We have been with you all, dear devotees. And actually here I went for a walk with Paramananda Prabhu this morning, and we walked just at the beginning of our walk down here, then this dusty road just opposite, whichever way we're facing, the dusty road just opposite, and a truck, one of those trucks that are carrying the earth, came by empty, and then all the dust came up from the road. And then we're thinking, yes, now we are also getting some of the flavor of Navadvip Dham Parikrama, with not only the reading something about Navadvip, remembering something about Navadvip, but the dust came to join us. So it is usually a hot day. Actually, usually today not so dusty, because mainly it is on the road, and the dustier parts will come in the next couple of days. Actually, the next couple of days means tomorrow not so dusty, the day after tomorrow and the day after that will be quite dusty, if there's dust. Krishna may give some rain. If he gives rain in the night or something, then that is very helpful, but sometimes it's very dusty. Anyhow, everywhere in the world, the devotees have got free access to Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, to Navadvip Bhavataranga. So I expect that we are not alone in the reading of the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, and we've been reading. This edition, this came out, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, a couple of years ago. I suppose if I look in the front, we'll see what year it came out, with all the word by word. 2015. Yeah, so now it's 2017. So the word by word, this translation was given to us. Of the verses, so it's got all the verses with the word by word and the translation running through, prepared by Sripad Bhakti Kamal Tyagi Maharaj. And so I'm sure that many of you around the world have already read the chapter today about the pilgrimage to Mayapur. And that pilgrimage, what was the original Navadvip Dham Parikrama? It was Nityananda Prabhu himself taking Jiva Goswami, young Jiva Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, taking young Jiva Goswami step by step, place by place, around Navadvip. And before taking him around Navadvip, then he's giving some guidance to Jiva Goswami on how to see the Dham. What is the Dham in reality? Not physical things, but what is the real substance of the Dham? And he's explaining about Vrindavan Dham, about Navadvip Dham, and about the spiritual places having their eternal existence, and how Navadvip Dham in Kali Yuga is the only Dham which is increasing and increased in its potency and quality. Whereas in general in Kali Yuga, the potency of the Dhams is decreasing for one reason and another. But Navadvip Dham is this very special place, crest, jewel of Dhams, Sarva Dharma Sara, of all Dhams, the chief Dham, Navadvip Dham. And the Parikrama of Navadvip Dham, then to do that, it is a great fortune, great opportunity, and this is all explained by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. And it is from this parikrama that we have got the revelation through Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur of what took place, which now with the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, then we have the opportunity to understand not only some of the places of the pastimes which are listed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that, oh, they're here or there, but actually identified where they are, the actual places, rather than just, oh, in Mayapur or in Simantadeep or this place. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has revealed, by having that special capacity to witness in a special way, you can say. Now we know about television that, oh, you can see something which has happened in the past, you can see something in a distant place, etc. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, without any need of television, is able to see what has taken place, and he's revealed the Dham. So the revealer of the Dham, the first offense to the holy Dham. There are 10 offenses to the holy name, which everybody knows, yes. And there are 10 offenses to the holy Dham. And one of those offenses, the first offense, is to disrespect the guru who is revealing the Dham. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the revealer of the Dham. So we're always giving our obeisances to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and to the book of Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. And in this way, the book may be pleased, Bhaktivinoda Thakur may be pleased, and in this way we're able to share something of the substance of the parikrama of Navadvip. Now, when we are on the parikrama, it is often very difficult to really capture where we are in the midst of all the activity, and the one party is here, one party is here, getting lost from the groups that are there, amongst the groups that are there. So sometimes it's even clearer when we are at home, or clearer when we are in the temples. For us, when we're reading, we can sit and we can actually hear nicely what are the glories of the different places in the Dham. So what I was thinking today was that the chapter in the book, Sri Jiva hears the glories of the Dham. This is on page 73 of this book. And I thought I'd just read at least a little bit from here, because especially as far as I'm concerned, the words of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the words of Guru Maharaj, of Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, like that. This is the most important thing for us, and we know that we're going to get the facts right if we read what's come from here. So, Jiva, Sri Jiva hears the glories of the Dham. So, I'll just read a little bit and then we can say some more, and we can say more about our experiences of Navadvip Dham, Navadvip Dham Parikrama, and this way we are sharing day one of the Parikramas of Navadvip. So day one, as we mentioned, begins with Gurudev coming, garlanding the devotees, and in fact accompanying the devotees on the Parikrama, leading the devotees. He'll have two or three other devotees with him side by side, but leading the parikrama around the temples and to the gate and a little bit maybe along the road that they're taking. And then Gurudev will stand on the side of the road and give obeisances to the devotees, and then a long, long tail of devotees, the Sankirtan tail of devotees will come and will continue, come past Gurudev giving obeisances to him, and this way inaugurating the Sankirtan. Today they go by foot to the ferry, and everybody will get a ticket. Normally this happens in the past, everyone gets a ticket for the boat before they leave from the temple, which you've got to keep safely, otherwise how can you get on the boat? You have to queue to get a ticket, and very difficult, because hundreds and thousands, literally thousands of people are crossing the Ganges. So all the boats are in high demand, and they fill the boats up to the maximum. Anyway, so then they cross the Ganges, and then they're starting, after giving obeisances to Lord Shiva, there in the near the beginning where the boat lands in Mayapur, in Antadip, Mayapur, then just as Shiva, and then they start going down the road bit by bit. So a little idea of what has taken place today, because now it is already evening there, it's 6:20 now, or 6:30, almost in the evening. So now everyone will be back, even those who didn't cheat and walked the whole way back. They should be back by now. It's a long, longish day if you walk back. Mostly the devotees take the bus or the rickshaw back, at least back to the boat, and then with their other ticket they get on the boat to cross over. But those who walk the whole way, they'll be back by now, and then probably it will be arati, should be arati happening. All right, so just a short reading, some reading from Navadvip Dham, Mahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Navadvip Dham Mahatmya ki jai. All right, chapter number 4, Sri Jiva hears the glories of the Dham. Jaya Jaya Navadipa Chandra Shachi Sutta, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Raya Avaduta. Well, you probably don't need a translation. All glory to the son of Shachi, the moon of Navadip. Jaya Jaya Navadipa Chandra Shachi Sutta. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Raya Avaduta. Okay, I won't translate that. You understand, everybody. All right, next, Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Sava Dhamma Sara, Yataya Haila Sri Chaitanya Avatara. All glory to the best of all abodes, Nabadeep, where Sri Chaitanya appeared. Sava Dhamma Sara, of all dhams, the chief. Jaya Jaya Nabadeepa Sava Dhamma Sara. Jataya Haila Sri Chaitanya Avatara. Where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. All right, now this chapter is called Sri Jiva Hears the Glories of the Dham. Brother, addressing, souls attain in Nabadeep in one day the result that others attain by residing in all the holy places. Souls attain in Nabadeep in one day the result that others attain by residing in all other places. Savatite vasa kori je phala pai Nabadeepe labhi tahe ekadina bhai. Next verse. Se Nabadeepa parikrama vivarana shastra alochya gai shunna sadhu jana. Listen, devotees. O sadhus, listen as I discuss the scriptures and sing about circumambulating Nabadeep. So remember, this is Nityananda Prabhu talking to Jiva Goswami. Oh. No, it's not, is it? This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving the recitation, giving the a description of what's taking place and saying the glories. So this, at the moment, is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving narration. O sadhus, listen as I discuss the scriptures and sing about circumambulating Nabadeep. The writing of the scriptures, the words of the devotees, and the order of the Lord are my life and wealth. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Having taken shelter of them, I will describe the procedure for circumambulating Nadia. Everyone listen. Shunna Savajana. Sorry, so in Bengali that is Etine Ashraya Kori Koriba Varana. Nadia Brahmana Vidhi Shunna Savajana. Listen, everybody. All right. Next verse. When Sri Jiva Goswami left home, he was eager at heart, calling out, Nadia, Nadia. That is, Sri Jiva Goswami Jabe Chadilena Ghara, Nadia, Nadia, Boli, Vyakula Antara. All right. As he left Chandradeep and walked down the road, his eyes filled with tears. This is Jiva Goswami. Again and again he called out, O Gauranga, O Nityananda, O life of the soul, when will you mercifully appear before me? O Nabadeep Dham, best of all abodes, when will I see you? Jiva was young and had a beautiful figure. His extreme detachment was astonishing to see. As Kaishora Vayasa Jiva Sundara Gatana Vairagera Parakashta Apurva Darshana. Astonishing sight. Okay, next. After walking for many days, always filled with divine love, Jiva arrived in Nabadeep. Seeing Nabadeep from a distance, Dura hoiti Nabadeepa kori darashan. He bowed and fell almost unconscious. Dandavat hoye pare praya achetana. Eventually he steadied his heart and entered Nabadeep, the hair on his body standing on end. He came to Barokonagat and asked everyone, where is Nityananda Prabhu? Please show me. Kotta Prabhu Nityananda, Dekawa Amare. So he came to Barakonagat and asked everyone. So first of all, Barakonagate Ashi Jigyase Sabare, asking to everyone. Kotta Prabhu Nityananda, Dekao Amara. Where is Nityananda Prabhu? Please show me. Seeing Sri Jiva's ecstasy, a great soul immediately brought him to Nityananda Prabhu. Knowing that Sri Jiva would come, Nityananda Prabhu was delighted at heart and roaring with laughter. What word is they use for roaring? Atta atta hashi. Oh, atta atta hashi. Okay. Not hunkara, the word we were hearing the other day. All right. He ordered his servants to bring Sri Jiva, and many devotees went to call him. Upon seeing the body of Jiva filled with divine ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu's servants identified him. Some of them, filled with intense divine love, went forward and conveyed the order of Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva. Hearing the name of Nityananda Prabhu, Jiva fell to the ground unconscious. Immediately he arose and said, "It is my great fortune that I, a fallen soul, have received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." In Bengali, Ksaneka Uttya Bole, Boro Bhagya Mama Prabhu Nityananda Kripa Paila Adhama. All right. Se Sabha Vaishnava Gane Dandabat Hoye Pranama Koraye Jiva Prafula Hridoye. Prafula Hridoye. Very happily at heart. Jiva prostrated himself before all the devotees with a jubilant heart. He said, "All the scriptures say that if you all are merciful to me, then I will attain the feet of Nityananda Prabhu." Seeing Jiva's fortune, some of the devotees joyously took dust from his feet. They all joined together and took Jiva to Nityananda Prabhu, where he was speaking about Krishna, surrounded by devotees. Seeing the divine form of Nityananda Prabhu, extraordinary ecstasy arose in Jiva's body. Thinking, "What a wonderful form I have seen today," Jiva fell to the ground unconscious. Moved by intense compassion, Nityananda Prabhu raised Jiva to his feet. Mahakripa Vashe Prabhu Nityananda Roy Jiva Uttaya Loya Apanara Paya. Sri Jiva Goswami quickly stood up, joined his palms, and began to speak to Nityananda. "You are Balaram, the original form and shelter of the world. I am just a soul. How can I understand your glories? You are my master and I am your servant. The shade of your feet is my one and only aspiration. Those whom you bless easily attain the feet of Sri Chaitanya and float in the waters of divine love. Without your grace, souls do not attain Sri Gaura, even if they serve him within their heart for 100 births. Tomara karuna bina gora nahi paya, shata janma bhaje jadi gauranga hijaya. If Gaura punishes someone, you protect them, and Gaura rejects whomever you punish. Therefore, O Lord, Nityananda, by my good fortune, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. O Lord, mercifully give me your consent that I may see Sri Gaura and develop devotion to him. When Sri Gaurangarai was in the village of Ramakeli, my uncles took shelter at his feet. At that time, I was a child, means Rupan Sanatan. At that time, I was a child. With tearful eyes, I saw Sri Gaura's form, and still now that form constantly arises in my heart. Bowing at Sri Gauranga's feet, I offered my obeisance. Touching his divine form, I felt great joy. At that time, Gaura said to me, O Jiva, study the scriptures, complete your study, and then go to Nabadeep. There at the holy feet of Nityananda, you will attain everything. Holding this order on my head, I, a poor soul, have learned as much as possible. I studied literature and other subjects in Chandradeep, but I did not find an expert teacher of Vedanta. The Lord ordered me to study Vedanta and prove that devotion to Krishna is its purport. I have come to your feet in Nabadeep, your feet Nityananda, and I will do whatever you order me. If you order me, I will go to the feet of the Lord in Purushottam Kshetra and study Vedanta at the school of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All right, so moved by Jiva's sweet words, Nityananda Roy embraced Jiva and cried, unable to restrain himself. That's Nityananda. Hare Krishna. So now Nityananda is giving some direction to Jiva Goswami about how to continue his education, etc. But presently, and so on, receiving those instructions from Nityananda, Sri Jiva Goswami rolled on the ground crying and lost consciousness. Then a lot of chanting and dancing and all other things took place. And then eventually everyone stopped dancing and Nityananda sat down with Jiva. Jiva stayed in the courtyard of Srivas, so this is Srivasangam. And in the evening he came to see Nityananda Prabhu again. All right, we want to just run along to the part of the Dham. Right. So now, Jiva has met up with Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda has met with Jiva. Jiva, with all of his humility, with his prayers, with his submission, in mood of service, he's come to Nityananda Prabhu. And now, Jiva makes a humble request to him. So Nityananda Prabhu carefully sat Jiva nearby, Jiva joined his palms and humbly prayed to the Lord. Jiva said, O Lord, Nityananda, mercifully describe the glories of Nabadeep Dham for me. The Lord said, O Jiva, I will describe the most confidential truths to you. Hold them in your heart. Do not reveal them anywhere now. They will be revealed after the manifest pastimes of the Lord. So even in the time of Mahaprabhu, you see, Nityananda is saying, I'm going to tell you all these things, but keep it quiet for now. So we get to hear some things that they did not hear in those days. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying, so this some glories of Nabadeep Dham from Nityananda Prabhu's mouth. Nabadeep is the best of all the Lord's abodes. Oh, so they sing, A Nabadeep Ahoya Sava Dhamma Sara. Beyond Sri Biraja, Brahma Loka and Vaikuntha is Shweta Deep, Sri Goloka. And lastly, Gokula Brindavan, Krishna's abode. That abode manifests in two ways. Its rasa appears as either Madhurya or Audarya, as the sweetness taste or the distribution of that sweetness. Audarya is fully present in Madhurya, and Madhurya is fully present in Audarya. Still, fortunate souls know that Vrindavan is where Madhurya is predominant. All the Vedas say that Navadip Dham is where Audarya is always predominant. And Audarya means the distribution, the giving to others. Then Nityananda continuing, there is no difference between Vrindavan and Navadip other than the difference made by their respective manifestations of rasa. This abode is eternally perfect, spiritual and infinite. Materialists cannot even reach its edge. Only by the influence of the pleasure potency of the Lord do souls give up material nature and realize the true nature of the Dham through eternal perfect knowledge. The whole of Navadip is a spiritual manifestation, and Sri Gauranga performs his pastimes here. With fleshy eyes, people see a material form of the Dhamma. Maya keeps the eternal abode covered. In Navadip, there is no illusory matter, space, or time. Souls undergo no suffering there. Souls bound by karma and bewildered by Maya, however, enter Navadip Dham in a material way. When souls develop love by good fortune and the association of the sadhus, they then see the spiritual world. Souls easily and uninterruptedly see with their own eyes the supramundane space, time, light, and objects in the Dham. Thus I have described the glory of Navadip. O Jiva, reflect on it with a pure heart. Hare Krishna. And that is the lead up to Mahaprabhu now about to take Jiva Goswami personally on parikrama of the nine islands of Navadip, of which the central island, Antadip, is the like a whirl of the lotus, and the other islands are the petals. So when we are doing Navadip Dham Parikrama, we are doing it in an arranged way with the devotees. And if devotees would come at other times and want to visit the places in the Dham, Gurudev would always want that they will go with devotees and not just go sightseeing and see where to buy the pizzas and where to do this and where to do that. But with the devotees, we will go to the places, and in this way, we will try to always keep in our consciousness the spiritual nature of the Dham. So today's parikrama, I think everybody around the world is following that, but I thought that today some like reminder to ourselves what is Navadip, that the nature of Navadip is completely in the topmost department of the spiritual world. And I was listening just a few days ago to Srila Guru Maharaj talking to some devotees who were wanting to make a planetarium, a depiction of the gradation of the material world and the spiritual worlds. And Guru Maharaj was saying that in the topmost position, side by side, there must be two chambers, two compartments, but equal compartments, that of Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and Navadvip. And here we've been hearing how Nityananda is saying to Jiva Goswami, this point about Vrindavan and Navadvip being non-different. Only the rasa is little different, the predominant rasa. And the rasa is there in each of the dhams. But Navadvip is manifested with the audarya, the distribution, predominant, and Vrindavan, the same level, the same place, the topmost level, but as another chamber where it is the predominant rasa being that of the madhurya. So this is the greatness of the Navadvip Dham Parikrama, that the place of distribution with the devotees, we are going around and giving honor to all of these places day by day, chanting the holy names, hearing the glories of the locations we go to, and being aloof from the dust, the heat, the distortion of the loudspeakers, the challenges of keeping up with all the devotees at the front, because a lot of young, and not young, small, aged ladies and men with sharp elbows are all able to do much better at us, going very fast. All these things, we are aloof from those. We should be aloof from those things, but instead, remembering the glories of the Dham, the opportunity to be on Parikrama with the Vaishnavas. So, we and most people in the world are in separation, because 100,000, or I do not know how many devotees there are worldwide, but no, probably, well, it must go more than that, mustn't it? Anyhow, hundreds of thousands of devotees obviously cannot all jump on planes and make it to Navadvip. So, while in Navadvip we are keeping some focus, and for us, of course, some remembrance of so many Parikramas from our earlier times in Navadvip, then for most of us in the world, we are joining together in Parikrama by the substance of the Navadvip Dham Parikrama, remembering the holy places, hearing the glories of the Dham, and here each morning, and I expect in most places around the world, each morning, then also reading what is going to be taking place in Navadvip Dham. And I do have news from from Vrindavan, that they are already getting into the holy, H-O-L-I spirit, where they are throwing dye on each other, color on each other. In Navadvip it is one day, in Vrindavan it is several days, but it's meant to be different areas. But this year, even in Vrindavan town itself, they are already throwing dye. I heard just a few minutes ago. So, the yoga pit, the descriptions of the dedication of Jagannath Mishra, of Shachi Mata, descriptions of Mahaprabhu's appearance, the neem tree which is there, appeared under a neem tree. Then, everywhere is reasonably short distance on, then the place as Mahaprabhu grew up after he went to Gaya, place of Srivas Thakur, the place where during the evening time they had the nocturnal kirtans. All these places they are visiting today in remembrance of these pastimes, in remembrance of so many things. And it is Jiva Goswami going around being taken by Nityananda Prabhu. And unlike today, at least for us ordinary people, unlike today, when they visited to the yoga pit, when they visited to the appearance place of Gauranga Sunda, then they met there, they are greeted there by Shachimata, the mother of Mahaprabhu, and by Vishnu Priya, the wife of Mahaprabhu, and by Ishan, who was there looking after them, and by others. They are meeting such exalted souls, and then joined also by Srivas Thakur. And then they went to Srivas Thakur's house. So they were meeting all these, not only close associates or like associates of Mahaprabhu, but mother, wife, all these personalities who the most close to Mahaprabhu in all of his leela. So very, very special time. And with Nityananda, Jiva Goswami met them and is going place by place. This is Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us such a treasure, and we can consider that without this Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, where would we be as far as really knowing anything within Navadvip, except, oh, in Navadvip these things took place. Because, as we were reading earlier today, Nityananda told to Jiva Goswami, and we have seen by history that it has happened, that after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, this whole area will be inundated by the Ganges, and it will be under water for many years, and then presently it will again be uncovered, but no houses will remain. It will only be land. Nityananda told this to Jiva Goswami, but then also said, but at the right time then some personality will come, again will be revealed these places where we are now, and then worship will go on in a very grand way. So this time has come. After the disappearance of Mahaprabhu, the big inundation for maybe 400 years, for many, many years, it has been underwater. And now, after the water has receded, then now is the time where these places have been revealed. And so now buildings have come up, which there was nothing after it has been flooded for so long. The buildings have come up, places where we can worship the place of Mahaprabhu's appearance, the place of Srivas Thakur, etc. And by the various calculations and things then, it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur with his spiritual inspiration and by finding all possible like corroboration from the charts, etc., from the British government, then he located these various places and located them so that we have places where we can go to put our head and remember the pastimes of these places. So we are in separation. Most of the world is in separation. A few thousand fortunate souls, and from worldwide, maybe a few hundred or a couple of hundred, from maybe in our temple, I don't know the exact figures. And in the various temples, there must be a number of Westerners, must be probably 1,000 plus total Westerners joining in physically, as it were. But around the world will be many, many more who are joining in the parakrama as we are in remembrance of the day by day. Tomorrow is a short parakrama. It's morning only, coming back to the temple for lunch. Tomorrow is going into Paramatala, the center of Navadvip town. And tomorrow is breakfast. Today has been Ekadashi, which is a difficult day to start parakram in Navadvip. But then tomorrow is Ekadashi, and they will have breakfast. They have breakfast on the way, because remember, they're leaving in the dark. And so breakfast is arranged in a playing field, has been in the past, arranged in a playing field on the other side of Paramatala. And I wonder what's for breakfast. Ah, muri, probably. And maybe Khichdi, I'm not sure what will be. But it's Bengal, muri, doi, banana. This is normal. And Khichdi could be we have to see what the devotees get tomorrow. But they come back to the temple tomorrow for lunch. Lunch will be more substantial, of course. All right, so I'm happy to be here with the devotees here in Chiang Mai and whoever is at home and seeing us, sharing with us. Are there any particular questions that I may be able to answer? Don't ask me the ones I cannot answer. And for practically, I have to add up the figures, but really practically 30 years, almost, not exactly every Gaurapanima. One Gaurapanima, I was getting a visa. Maybe two Gaurapanimas. Anyway, since 82 have been for almost all the Gaurapanimas. 83, anyway, one or two or three may be missed due to for some other reason. But when in Malaysia, we'd go for the Gaurapanima because it was nearby, mostly. So our feet know the feeling of doing the parikramas with no shoes. And the Bengalis really don't like that you wear shoes, so we try to be good and don't wear shoes as we do parikrama. But it is good. I say to Manindra and Krishna Kanta, you should walk on this path, this stony path here. It is a good path just to wake up the bottom of your feet to know, oh yes, you've got to become hard. Just a little walking on the path, a little preparation helps a lot for the parikrama. Any question from any quarter? Yes.
I would ask about how Krishna to see everyone, is how he distinguish devotee or non-devotees, because everyone maybe they have Krishna wisdom, but from devotee they will see this one is not devotee, or maybe not initiate. But how Krishna to see these things?
Krishna reciprocates with everybody according to the nature of those persons, how they are using their freedom. If you are a mother and father and you've got 8 children, then you are reciprocating with each child in a different way. Some of them may be a bit of a monster, and then you deal with them in some way. And others may be angels, sweet, dedicated, selfless. You reciprocate in another way. Krishna sees everybody, and Krishna is unhappy to see the suffering of the souls. But Krishna does not take away the independence of the soul. If we don't have independence, then everything is becoming mechanical. So this is one great gift that the Lord is giving us. But we have to use our independence properly. So Krishna, he knows that ultimately everybody is his servitor. But some, they've been very mischievous and trying to break the rules of the land. I mean, the rule of the land means instead of being selfless and giving ourselves in service to the Lord. Some breaking the rules means some tendency to be selfish and to compete with the Lord instead. So how does Krishna see everybody? He will see, in our rather mundane example, but in relatable way you can say, according to the reciprocation, according to the nature of the children, he will reciprocate with them accordingly. And he says similarly to this in the Bhagavad Gita. But Gauranga, you see, Krishna is Krishna. Gauranga is Krishna, but with that mood of distributing himself. He has different moods. One is tasting what is the mood of Radharani. This we know, especially in this age. But Gauranga is also, he's coming for distributing himself to everybody. And Gauranga, Nityananda Prabhu, and their parshads, their associates, then they are coming to try to wake us all up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, trying to wake us up to our good fortune. Give us some faith, and then give us that gift, the great gift of chanting the holy name. So the parent, he will always want the best for all of the children. And you can say the most generous parent is Gauranga and Nityananda. So this is Krishna in his generous mood. And Navadip Dham Parikrama, this is all in relation to Gauranga, his pastime, his leela, which is Krishna and Radharani, Radha and Krishna combined. So you see, for everyone, how generous is the Lord, even to Jagai and Madai. They were so nonsense and did so much wrong, but hit Nityananda with a clay pot, smashed on his head and blood and everything, but still they are given the highest, the high post of devotional service, given relief from this material world. So even the most nonsense children, as it were, and we are all children in the eyes of the Lord, the most misbehaved, then wanting best for them. Is this your question?
Generally. And one more practical question is, if devotee leave our association and they have some complaint about their past association, like they were thinking it's like some not so happy experience, so we should try to help them to have the proper vision, or we just keep some friendship, like distance but friendly, to be with them, or we try to not help but not convince, I don't know, like try to help maybe.
Okay. Or we always want the best for everyone, and everyone's circumstance and mood is somewhat different. And certainly we can bring to mind some cases where we think, oh, if we interfere or try to give some encouragement, this is the wrong time, because in their mind they're feeling such and such, such and such, so better to stay a little back. But so it really does depend on that person. We don't want to preach to the faithless. Number 9 of the, you know, how to displease the holy name. The 9th offense to the holy name is to preach to the faithless. If somebody, maybe temporarily, but if somebody has lost their faith, then we must try as a friend as far as possible. But if really they have lost faith and we are going to try to sort of give too much pressure, then we may find that we are actually in that category, and we may find, oh, then they are saying very unhappy things, even about the good advice we're giving to them. So we must be careful to do our best without causing others to make offense, to make more offense. So we are very sad when devotees will leave the association of devotees, and especially when you give some idea that, you know, sometimes some devotees, they go away and they think, oh, I could have used my time much better, and this, you know, whatever it may be. But another point about devotees going away is Gurudev would always try to see what is the reason behind it. Not that, oh, they're foolish devotee, they've gone away, but invariably, sooner or later, Gurudev will think, consider and make decision, oh, because of this offense, they have lost their faith and gone in some other way. They are unfortunate. But if the devotees who do go away can think themselves the way that Gurudev is thinking, then if we feel our faith is going down or any tendency to have that kind of mood that you describe that we may see in others, that, oh, they are criticizing and going away, etc., then we must look at ourselves and think, oh, what offense have I made? I must try to get relief from that offense. And again, be in the good books of the Vaishnavas, the good books of Guru, in other words. So we must be careful about making offense, and we must try to do our best for everyone. And of course, when devotees have come, which means they're coming close to the goal, Guru Maharaj would say, it is a bigger loss when someone in football has got the football close to the goal and they lose it all the way back down the field. So similarly, when a soul, a person, has come so close to success by coming into association with the devotees, chanting the holy name, engaging in the nine processes of devotion, going on parakrama, when they've come so close to success, but then they've gone away, naturally it is very sad, and we shall try to do something. But every case, we have to think what is right and wrong, what is best. Sometimes, as Guru Maharaj gives the example of the horse, the stubborn horse, and nowadays nobody rides a horse hardly, but we have ridden horses in Uzumja and different places, we have ridden horses. When a horse is stubborn, you have to let the horse go a little bit where he wants to go and then bring him back onto the track. So sometimes it can be like that. That is an example, that sometimes they have to give a little leeway but try to bring back onto track. We shall do our best. The result is always up to Krishna. And we've also seen devotees apparently go away, and I mean go away, but not forever. Now we have been around enough years to see that 20 years later, 25 years later, 30 years later, somehow or another, you know, maybe a long time later, but oh, the devotee's coming back. So, oh, I made a big mistake, and this now, So never we will feel bad about. We never feel any criticism of devotees. We shall never think, oh, they are, because of this, they are nonsense or something. Never. They may be successful and we may not be successful. As Guru Maharaj said, in the beginning class in school, some students may excel, may do very well, but in the later classes they may be not so successful. And the other way around. In the junior classes, they may be very naughty and do all wrong things and don't do their homework. But later on, something clicks and then they become very successful. So we shall not judge anybody, but we shall try to do our best for everyone, and the result is up to Krishna. And on Navadip Dham Parikrama, everyone is in the same boat, literally today, crossing the Ganges. Well, maybe not one boat. But when we're on Parikrama, somehow or another, because of the Sankirtan, because of the chanting, because of just being with all the devotees, everybody is like swept along in a wave. So we want to always stay in that wave of devotion, whether we are on the Parikrama or whether we are with devotees like we are here. We want to be always within that current of devotion. As Gurudev would say about the upward current, we need to keep in that current. And when we are on Parikrama, sometimes you have to go with the, there are so many people, they're all chanting down the street, and you're carried with the devotees. But that current, but we want to be always connected with the upward current and be careful that we don't get off onto a tributary that is going to take us into the downward current. And remember, this world, if you follow what most people do in Kali Yuga, you're going to be going in the downward current. So we need to be conscious to try to stay in the upward carrying current. That means association of devotees and the practices, etc. And this is a very auspicious time in coming up to the climax, which is Mahaprabhu's appearance, remembrance of it, Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world, Gauranga Sundara's appearance, is the most auspicious thing for us all. If he had not appeared, where would we be? We'd be still in the dark ages, literally the dark ages. Maybe with airplane and computer, but no light at the end of the tunnel. Somebody said to me today, oh yeah, we were talking today, and how is it that in the poor places, in the poor villages and everything, everyone's so happy. In the cities where there's so much money, everyone's so miserable. I thought, oh, that's an interesting question. But we want to judge everything not by material prosperity, but by devotional prosperity. All right. Nabadeep. Gauranga's appearance, with Gauranga came the distribution of the holy name, and this wave, this current, we want to stay in that current. Gauranga has appeared for us, you can say. He's appeared so that we can all come back to the pastimes, the clean, pure pastimes of dedication. Through the holy name, through association, through seva, all of these things. Jai Shri Navadvip Dham Parikrama Ki Jai, Jai Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya Ki Jai, Shri La Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Shri Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Girirhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raguna. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Das Raguna. He Chai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha hoite bigna nasha bishta puran. He chai gosai ja mui taradas. Tasavara para renu mora panchagras. Tare racharan sevi bhakta sanibas. Janame janame morae abilas. E chai gosai jabe braje kolabas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash. Anande bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majjai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narottamada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Jai Navadvip Saparika Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai, and Jai Srila Satchitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai, Jai Shri Jiva Goswami, Jai Shri Sad Goswami Ki Jai, Jai Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Ki Jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Shri Prapana Jivanamritam Ki Jai, Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Ki Jai, Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, all the assembled devotees Ki Jai, Srimati Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.